Which do you usually use? An electronic dictionary or a dictionary in printed book form? Today, the majority of students in college and high school use electronic dictionaries. Although these have their advantages, some English teachers still prefer paper dictionaries and recommend them to their students. Are such teachers simply old-fashioned, or do they have a valid point? Just after electronic dictionaries were invented, one of my friends who worked in the English department of a university in Tokyo complained about them. If a student always uses an electronic dictionary, he argued, the student might not make steady progress in English because he or she may not learn to make full use of a dictionary. At that time, to be sure, the display screens of electronic dictionaries were very small. They showed only two or three lines of text at most. This situation has changed, but the screens are still rather limited in size. If a student scrolls down and carefully reads everything in the listing under the word he or she has looked up, the student might learn much about the particular word. However, in most cases, students are satisfied with getting only the word's meaning in Japanese. They do not usually bother to scroll down all the way to the end of the entry and read every example sentence. These, of course, are extremely important for improving writing and speaking skills.